Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Delivering Massive Value, The Financial Advisor Guide to a Highly Profitable. Hyper-Efficient Practice by Matthew Jarvis is a practice management book for financial advisors, especially those building or refining an RIA or planning-centered advisory firm. Jarvis writes from the perspective of a working advisor whose practice has been publicly described as highly profitable, efficient, and lifestyle-oriented. And the book presents his operating approach as a replicable system rather than as general business inspiration. Its subject is not investment theory or personal finance advice for consumers, but the design of an advisory business that can deliver clear client value while limiting wasted time, unfocused service, and operational complexity. The book emphasizes scripts, processes, client segmentation, meeting discipline, value adds, referrals, and practical implementation. Its purpose is to help advisors attract stronger fit clients, systematize service, improve margins, and avoid the common pattern of growing revenue by simply adding more meetings. More customization and more work hours. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a replicable advisory practice model built around deliberate efficiency. A central idea in delivering massive value is that an advisory practice should be designed intentionally rather than allowed to evolve through accumulated exceptions. Jarvis presents efficiency as a structural business choice, standardized processes, repeated language, clear client expectations, and disciplined calendars reduce the friction that often consumes advisor capacity. This matters because many advisory firms grow in a way that makes every client relationship slightly different. Over time, that customization creates operational drag, unclear service promises, and dependence on the advisor personally solving each new request. The book argues that efficiency does not mean giving clients less. It means creating a firm where the most valuable activities are performed consistently and the least valuable activities are removed or simplified. This framing is practical for advisors because profitability in a service business is strongly influenced by time allocation. If every client, meeting, and follow-up requires fresh invention, the firm becomes difficult to scale even when revenue increases. Jarvis positions his model as a way to protect both client outcomes and advisor capacity by turning recurring advisory work into repeatable operating routines. Secondly, delivering client value through visible planning actions, not vague service claims. The phrase "massive value" in the book refers less to broad promises of superior service and more to concrete actions clients can understand. Jarvis emphasizes value adds, planning conversations, tax-aware guidance, proactive communication, and specific deliverables that demonstrate why the advisory relationship matters beyond portfolio management. This distinction is important because financial advice can become invisible when clients only see performance reports or periodic meetings. If the advisor cannot make planning work tangible, clients may compare the fee mainly against investment returns, which weakens perceived value during market downturns or quiet planning years. The book therefore treats communication and implementation as part of the value itself. Scripts and structured conversations help advisors explain what they are doing, why it matters, and how it connects to client goals. The practical implication is that client value must be engineered into the service model and repeatedly surfaced. Jarvis does not appear to argue for endless new services. Rather, he stresses high-impact, repeatable planning moves that can be delivered consistently and understood by clients as useful. Thirdly, all at stake, a level client selection as a profitability and service quality strategy. Another important theme is the deliberate attraction and retention of strong fit clients, often described as A-level clients. In this context, the idea is not simply to chase larger accounts. It is to define the clients for whom the firm can deliver its best work, who value the advisor process, and whose needs fit the practice model. This is a strategic point because advisory firms often accept too wide a range of clients in the early stages, then later discover that mismatched relationships consume disproportionate time. A client who does not value planning, resists process, or requires extensive exceptions may reduce the firm's ability to serve others well. Jarvis frames client selection as both an economic and operational discipline. By narrowing the ideal client profile, an advisor can design clearer communication, more relevant value adds, better referrals, and a more predictable service calendar. The reasoning is straightforward. A practice cannot be hyper-efficient if its client base requires many different business models at once. Selecting clients carefully supports profitability while also increasing the likelihood that clients receive appropriate and repeatable service. Fourthly, scripts, checklists, and repeatable language as tools for consistent execution. The book is known for practical tools such as scripts, checklists, and step-by-step guidance. This emphasis matters because many advisory practice books describe desirable outcomes without showing how an advisor should actually conduct the conversation, prepare the meeting, or present the recommendation. Jarvis treats language as an operating system for the firm. When advisors use tested wording for referrals, client expectations, planning issues, fee discussions, or meeting agendas, they reduce ambiguity and improve consistency. This does not mean every interaction becomes mechanical. Rather, it gives the advisor a reliable foundation so that important messages are not improvised under pressure. Checklists serve a similar function by preventing service quality from depending solely on memory or individual preference. In a regulated, relationship-based business, consistency has both client experience and risk management value. The book stands out because it appears to give advisors materials they can adapt directly, instead of leaving them to translate general concepts into practice alone. Its operational focus makes implementation a major part of the content. Lastly, lifestyle practice design as a constraint on growth decisions. Jarvis links profitability and efficiency to a broader question: what kind of life should the advisory practice support? The book presents the lifestyle practice not as a retreat from ambition, but as a constraint that shapes growth choices. If the goal is only more revenue, an advisor may add clients, services, meetings, staff, and complexity without asking whether the incremental work improves personal or business outcomes. Jarvis instead argues that a practice can be highly profitable while preserving substantial non-working time if the advisor is disciplined about client fit, service design, delegation, and calendar control. This idea is relevant because financial advice is a high-trust profession in which the founder can easily become the bottleneck. Without boundaries, client responsiveness can turn into permanent availability. The book encourages advisors to define success in terms of profit, client value, and freedom rather than gross revenue alone. That distinction changes how one evaluates opportunities. A new client, service line, or marketing idea is attractive only if it reinforces the intended business model rather than undermining it. In conclusion, delivering massive value is best suited for financial advisors who want a more systematic practice, including solo advisors, RIA owners, planning-focused teams, and newer advisors who want to avoid building inefficient habits. It is also useful for experienced practitioners who have revenue but feel constrained by too many meetings, unclear service standards, or inconsistent client processes. The practical benefit is its emphasis on implementation. Readers are likely to come away with ideas for client segmentation, meeting structure, referral language, planning value adds, and calendar discipline. The intellectual benefit is a clearer view of an advisory firm as an operating model, not merely a book of client relationships. Compared with many practice management books, it stands out because it is grounded in the methods of a practicing advisor and focuses on specific execution details rather than broad consulting language. Its limitation is that some tactics may need adaptation by jurisdiction, firm type, compliance environment, client niche, and advisor personality. Even so, its realistic value lies in forcing advisors to connect client value, profitability, and personal capacity. In a category often filled with generic growth advice, Jarvis offers a more operational blueprint for building a focused, profitable, and less chaotic advisory business. If you would like to support Matthew Jarvis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.